continuing our conversation with Arizona Farm Bureau, Drew Murphy's in with her guest, Shannon Schultz and Kevin Rogers, both predominant pork growers in the 4-H and FFA programs. I've seen stuff, Kevin, that you've been posting. Seems like at least 15 years your kids have been involved in 4-H with raising pigs.
Well, I think all of our kids have for a long time. Shannon showed hogs. I showed horses when I was 9, but our kids, it was funny. We thought they were going to show horses, so I was geared up for horses. And my daughter, when she was 9, Tater says, I said, so what do you want to show? And she says, oh, I want to show a pig like Cousin Ashley did. So I call Shannon. I says, hey, it's time. My kids want to get in the pig deal. And so he got us started. But, you know, it's a great opportunity for these kids if they have the facilities and they're able to make it fit at their houses or even at these high schools. Now, a lot of the high schools have FFA programs where you can actually keep animals at the high school. And it's such a great opportunity. But it's teaching kids basic skills and responsibility and all those things that go with it. And the fair is just an opportunity for them to show what they've done, how they've done, and hopefully at the end of the day, they get enough money at that sale where they can at least pay their feed bill back and make it work. But really, it's the responsibility of getting there. I know Shannon's kids have all showed a number of different animals, and it's a family tradition for a lot of us that are agriculture folks.
Well, and the family aspect is something I wanted to elaborate on because, and I've just figured this out sitting here. Shannon, you had mentioned that it was a virtual sale last year. Well, we bought a pig from some friends of ours who couldn't take it to the fair, the Chaconis,
yep,
who live in Buckeye, and then you're in Buckeye. So I'm like, I asked during the break, and it was your cousins who they bought the pig from.
Yep.
And we actually had the pork from that last night. Amanda had put it in the crock pot. So we had our dinner last night originally came from your cousin.
Absolutely.
And when you get involved in these, you realize just how small the world is and the people and the connections that you make. They'll be with you for a lifetime. I mean, Kevin, you'd mentioned when you guys were ready for pigs, you had contacted Shannon, and you guys grew up together in the kind of the Southwest Valley. Was that what you call it? Buckeye,
yeah.
Levine, Tolleson area?
Yep. Absolutely.
I mean, these relationships stay with you, you know, your lifetime.
And Shannon, you made a point I kind of want you to elaborate on during the break. It's not just about the money for the kids, because sometimes they don't necessarily make a profit off of it.
No, I mean, really, Julie, I think, and we've shown pigs. I did it when I was 9. I'm 52, and so that's been a couple of days. My kids did it for 20 years, my last one is 16, going to be 17. It's not about the money. For us, and I don't think it should be. Kids need to learn how to make a profit or not for business, but it's about animal husbandry, taking care of that animal that's dependent on you to feed it. It'll teach you to raise a family. I mean, it'll teach you to care for something other than yourself. That's the biggie. The lessons you learn, the friendships, like Kevin said, that you make in this thing are lifelong friendships. You know, you go to the shows, these kids get to interact with one another. They get some communication and people skills, you know. My dad always told me, he says, there's one thing you can't be without if you want to be successful. You got to have people skills. These kids have to interact with other people. They got to talk. They got to do those things. So it's really important. And it's not all about the winning. Everybody wants to be a winner, but there's only one at a fair or a show. That's the deal, you know. Everybody wants to be the winner, but not everybody is.
My father-in-law, you know, he hasn't had kids at his house for over 20 years, but still is involved in the 4-H fair in their local town and hasn't missed a single year just because that's what they do.
Absolutely. It becomes what you do. You're right. It becomes what you do.
So big takeaway, mom and dads, if you have your kids, put them in 4-H and FFA and make sure they get a pig, a steer, a
goat.
Well,
and they can do chickens. They can do all kinds of different animals. They can do photography. I mean, it's just a good life skill place to go. And in high school, the FFA program is just second to none. And there's opportunities there for these kids to participate and do these things.
What year did you blue ribbon your banana nut bread?
Oh, geez.
At the county fair.
I have no idea.
Blue ribbon, banana nut bread.
Now you're
right
talking
there.
Idea. Let's talk food,
right? That's right.
So, yeah. Romy, do you do most of the cooking at home then?
It's about half and half. Just depends.
There
I have a pretty big commute, but when I'm home, I do enjoy it, and it gives Amanda a break.
There you go.
Well, and there's a whole network out there of these kids that love it like our families have. And you wouldn't know it, but you hear about the guys going to the ropings and the cuttings and all the things across the state and across the country. There's a network of kids that go to shows somewhere, mm-hmm, two or three times a month. And if you watch, you'll see all these low-profile trailers that look like horse trailers, but they're short, full of livestock, goats and pigs and cattle, running up and down the highways, headed up north in the summer and down south in the winter, because these kids want to compete, and they've got these animals year-round, at least on the hog deal some do, and so it gives them opportunities. Shannon's family and my family, we drug pigs to Des Moines, Iowa for several years for the World Pork Expo. And our, you know, you don't expect to do very well when you're competing with the big dogs back there, but our kids learn so much if they have those opportunities. And they had animals that were born on Shannon's farm or born from a breeder in the Midwest. But it's all about the kids learning a skill and being good citizens, like Shannon said. It's great.
It's the first time we ever got bacon ice cream, too, by the way.
That was good stuff. Bacon ice cream. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that, but that one, that actually, I would probably try that one.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah, we spent a lot of time on the road. Spent a lot of dollars, too, but those memories just don't ever come back. I mean, you can't replace those memories.
Now, I haven't given out the number, but I have seen Jennifer on the phone a few times. If you've got a question about pigs or Arizona Farm Bureau or a lot of these shows and fairs and how to get involved and the contact information for that, you can reach us. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com.